What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, Who Would You Rather Have to Rule Over You? Jews or Chinese? The answer is Jews. Why? Because the Jews will take you to Disneyland first before they slaughter you. Now, this is an old running joke. I didn't make it up. I've seen it around elsewhere. So, like I said, the joke goes, who would you rather have to lead over you, Chinese or Jews? Obviously, you'd rather have Jews because the Jews are going to take you to Disneyland before they slaughter you. Now, I, Amr Metwali, I always say Chinese are like us Jews, but they're stupider. Or you can say they're not as classy as we are when it comes to getting things our way. Let me put on the air condition so you guys can better hear what I'm saying. So, what does it mean that the Jews will take you to Disneyland before they slaughter you? Now, if you look at China right now is putting entire cities under lockdown. They're locking people indoors. So everybody knows you don't go to China. You try to get the hell out of China. Because again, Chinese are just like us Jews, but they're stupider when it comes to the way they undertake their evil plots. You can call them less classy or more tacky than we are if you don't want to think they're stupider than Chinese, than us Jews. So in our case here in America, what does it mean to go to Disneyland before you go to the slaughterhouse? I'm going to tell you exactly what it means. Now, for the past 2 years, guys, we went to Disneyland. Since Camarona started, what did we have? We had cheap gas, cheap food. The government was giving us $600 a week. Now, me, Amr Metwali, personally, other than the three STEMI checks, I did not receive a cent from the U.S. government. Personally, I could care less about free money. I make my own money, so I don't want the government or anybody else giving me any freaking handouts. But for the vast majority of American people out there, guys, not only were they getting $600 a week, but for 2 years, they couldn't get even evicted from their homes. So for 2 years, guys, we were at Disneyland. You know, if you guys remember about a year or two ago, I took a car from small town USA where I'm at. I went up to Yellowstone, then I went back down to San Francisco. I was able to rent a car for a whole month for less than $650. For you guys to rent a car for a whole month today, you're looking at close to $1,500. Gas in small town USA was, I've seen gas go as low as $1.75 here in small town USA. Now gas here, that just a year ago was $1.75, that very same gas is now $4.80. A pound of chicken was about $2. Now a pound of chicken is about $4 to $5. So as you guys can tell, inflation is biting us big times in the ass. Now, I know creepy Joe Biden says inflation is a good thing. What you go yim out there need to understand is that there's an old saying in the Jewish community. What's good for us is bad for the goyim. Let me say it one more time. What's good for us Jews is bad for the goyim. Now, when Biden says inflation is a good thing, he's right. For us Jews, inflation is beautiful. Why? Because we Jews tend to own property. So imagine you live in an apartment, you pay $1,000 a month, and then your Jewish landlord tells you, hey man, hey goy, your $1,000 a month rent is now going to be $1,500. So your rent went up by 50% due to inflation. Now, the question is, did your apartment get any work done on it for it to go up by $500 a month? The answer is no. So inflation is pretty much the price going up for no reason at all, because you're not getting more bang for your buck, right? So again, using the apartment as an example, if your apartment rent goes up by 50% and your apartment is not getting anything remodeled, or you're not getting a bigger apartment, in other words, your apartment is just going up in price for the sake of going up in price, that's inflation. That's bad for you. That's good for your Jewish landlord. So inflation for us Jews is a good thing. So for 2 years, you goyim out there, you are at Disneyland. Now you, the goyim, are gonna be led to the slaughterhouse. The ultimate goal for you guys is to eat bugs and live in pods. Now, you goyim need to understand something very important, okay? There's no reason for us to be paying more than $1.99 for gas. There is no reason for us to have rent going up 2-3 times. There's no reason for us to have inflation at all. The problem here is that dirty, dirty Jews wanna punish you, okay? This is why they want you eating bugs. This is why they want you living in pods. You know, the dirty Jews, they say Germany before Hitler was cultured, sophisticated, civilized. Then Hitler, when he took power, all of a sudden Germany became uncouth and uncultured, and they became barbarians, all because of big bad Hitler. You see, dirty, dirty Jews, they hate white people. See, you see, at the end of the day, guys, dirty, dirty Jews, they don't care about brown people. They don't care about black people. This is why the dirty, dirty Jews, they want brown people from Central America to come in. This is why they want to give black people here in America power, because they know that black people, brown people, take away their Jewish masters, they will self-disintegrate. Dirty, dirty Jews know that. White people, on the other hand, white people give dirty, dirty Jews a run for their money. And the most important thing here, why dirty Jews hate white people, it all comes down to looks. Guys, I cannot stress this enough. Looks are the single most important thing in life, you know. I know there are PUAs out there who will remain nameless. Yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha, who tells you all the time, if a girl rejects you, just come back again. No. Guys, if a girl ever rejects you, it's because of looks. That's it, guys. The only reason a woman will ever reject a dude, even if she's fucking married, even if she has a fucking boyfriend, okay? The only reason a woman will ever reject a man is solely based on looks alone, okay? So looks are very, very important. Again, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. Look at Mark Zuckerberg. He became the youngest billionaire on the face of the planet, yet he got himself a China doll that I, Amr Mitwali, would not want to fuck. Yet there is a homeless Chad, homeless Tyrone, in Venice Beach right now at the Venice Beach boardwalk, who's fucking hotter woman than Mark Zuckerberg and all his Zionist friends would in their entire life combined. And that, to these homeless chadrons in LA, that to them is another day at the beach. So the dirty, dirty Jews, they hate white people because white people are better looking than them. You see, guys, black people, brown people, they're probably starved to death. they'll probably kill one another, which is what they've been doing in Africa for billions of years. And that's fine, man. Jews do not care about that. You see, the Jews, again, when I say Jews, guys, I'm talking about Zionist, I'm talking about Talmudic Jews. I'm not talking about, you know, the Jewish deli owner down the block who's a decent human being. I'm talking about dirty Jews. Just like we have dirty Muslims like Mufti Mink, we have dirty Christians like the Pope, okay? So, you know, being a dirty Jew simply means you're a piece of shit person, okay? Just like being a dirty Muslim, dirty Christian, it simply means you're a dirty, you're just a dirty piece of shit human being, okay? So, the dirty Jews, they're the reason why they're more of an exclusive group, it's because of looks. You look at all these Zionist Jews, George Soros, Mark Zuckerberg, you look at all of them, they all look like fucking lizard people. They're all fucking ugly people, you know? There are good-looking Christians out there. There are good-looking Muslims out there. But the problem with the dirty Jews, guys, is that because they're all fucking inbred, they're all fucking inbred, therefore they all look fucking like lizard people. They're all fucking fugly. So this is why dirty Jews are more of a problem than, say, dirty Christians or dirty Muslims. It's because there's a hell of a lot more of them that are fugly than even decent looking, like the rest of God's creation. So what the dirty Jews ultimately want to do with you, American people, in particular white people, what they want to ultimately do with you is that they want to say, look at the mighty America, once the mightiest nation on the planet, the greatest generation of all. Look at them, look at their descendants. They're eating bugs. They're living in pods. They're begging us Jews, to give them a gas card so they can put some gas in their car. While we, dirty Jews, we fly all over the world in our private jets. We eat filet mignon. We got our $500 million yachts parked right outside. You see, this, everything the dirty Jews are doing to America, the West, and in particular to white people, it's so they can feel good about themselves. I'm sorry, George Soros. I'm sorry, Mark Zuckerberg. I don't care how bad we have it and how good you have it. You are still a fugly motherfucker. Listen, Mark Zuckerberg. Listen, Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill. No woman ever got wet to any Zionist before. And no woman will ever get wet to a Zionist. I don't care how bad we have it. I don't care how good you have it. Now, the question that you, Goyim, need to be asking yourself, how do we deal with dirty Jews? The Prophet Muhammad gave you a perfect example. Round them all up, put them in concentration camps, and give them three options. Get the fuck out, become decent human beings, or off with your head. Now, the Jews, they would like to say, oh, look at the evil Prophet Muhammad. He killed the Jews of Medina. I told you the story about them, what happened with the dirty Jews of Medina. The dirty Jews of Medina, they made a secret deal with the pagans of Mecca. So the Jews, they're like, yeah, Prophet Muhammad, we're on your side, man. We're all good in the hood here. But the reality of the matter is they made a secret deal that the people of Mecca will attack from the outside and the dirty Jews will attack from the inside, and that will be the end of Islam. Now, unfortunately for the dirty Jews, their plans did not go as they expected. In fact, God in the Quran tells the dirty Jews, you're always kindling the fire of war. I am always extinguishing that fire for you. So when the Prophet Muhammad found out that the Jews at best were in on it, at worst they were going to kill the Muslims along with the pagans. So what the Prophet Muhammad did is that he rounded up all the Jews and he beheaded them. This is how Western civilization or any civilization has to deal with Jews. Guys, you cannot let Jews run amok. Let me say that one more time. You can never ever let a Jew run amok, because they will always, always end up causing fasad. Fasad in Arabic means corruption. That's all Jews do. They cause corruption, you know. In fact, the Torah in Hebrew means manual. God had pretty much had to create a manual for us Jews, telling us exactly what to do and not do, because he knows that if he did not cover all his bases, we Jews are gonna do dirty things. And even at that, we are still doing dirty things. Do you guys know that the best pork shoulder comes from the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel, even though the hoof of the swine shall not touch the promised land? You know what dirty Jews do? They put pigs on an elevated pig pen. So they elevate the pig pen like 6 feet above the ground, and they say, well, technically the hoof of the swine is not on the Holy Land. See how dirty Jews operate, guys? They always need a manual. See, this is the thing about dirty Jews. Even if you're God, they'll still find a way to fuck shit up by going back to doing what they're naturally good at, which is fasad, which is causing corruption. See, this is why the Jews got kicked out of the Holy Land twice. God said to the Jews, twice you're going to cause fasad, corruption, and twice you're going to get kicked out. The first time we got kicked out, God let us back after, 75 years, I think. The second time when we got kicked out, after we supposedly killed the son of Mary, that's Jesus, for those of you who don't know any better, that's when God kicked us the F out, okay? And we are not allowed to go back. We're not allowed to be in the Holy Land as occupiers. We can be there as guests of whoever is ruling it. For those of you guys out there who don't know, there were Jews in the Holy Land under the Ottoman Empire. This whole notion that there was no Jew in the Holy Land until fucking 1948 is bull fucking shit. There were always Jews in the Holy Land for 500 plus years during the Ottoman rule, and even before that. There simply wasn't any Zionist Jew in the Holy Land until 1933. And just to let you guys know, like one of the guys who uploaded a video here on MGTOW TV, the ZI in Nazi, the ZI stands for Zionism, okay? Hitler did not get power until he allied himself with the Zionists. In fact, the very first ships in 1933 to get the Zionists into the Holy Land were commissioned by Hitler himself. At the end of the day, guys, Hitler, a lot like Trump, he was a Jewish puppet, okay? You guys, everybody here knows that Trump, he let this happen. He let all the bad stuff we have today is, Trump could have simply stood up and said, I'm going to fight this corruption. Trump let it happen. Why? Because he's a minion of the Zionist, okay? Hitler was the same thing. He was a minion of the Zionists. In other words, he was in on it, and at the end of the day, Goyim suffered, okay? And just to let you guys know, just to prove to you that Zionists hate white people, do you guys want to know why the U.S. government is against sex slavery and anti-drugs, anti-terrorist. Do you guys want to know who are the biggest drug dealers in the world? Jews. You guys want to know who are the biggest terrorists in the world? Jews. You guys want to know who are the biggest sex traffickers in the world? Jews. Do your research. How many Ukrainian, young, hot, beautiful Ukrainian women are getting raped every day in the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel? Do your research on that. You see, dirty Jews, they don't like competition. So they get the retarded U.S. government to run interference for them, okay? Everything the U.S. government has been doing for the past 100 years, ever since the Zionists got their hand on our money supply, everything the Zionist-controlled U.S. government was doing for the 100 years was for dirty, dirty Jews. We had no business in World War I. We had no business in World War II. I know a lot of people are going to say, well, didn't the Japanese attack us? The Japanese didn't want to have anything to do with us. We simply choked out their oil supply. You know, imagine if Iran closed down the Strait of Hormuz, the U.S. would bomb Iran to the Stone Age the next day. So Japan was doing pretty much what we would do when somebody threatens your security. So we had no business in World War I. We had no business in World War II. We have no business in Afghanistan. We have no business in Iraq. We have no business in the Middle East. Why are we there? Why are we fighting Russia now? We have no business in Europe. We're doing all this for dirty, dirty Jews, okay? Now, you guys need to understand, things are gonna get worse. They're not gonna get any better. I think I can open the windows here. It's nice and cool outside. No need to waste the car gas. Okay, nice and windy outside. Okay, cool. So, things are gonna get worse. We're now gonna be taking, the Jews are gonna take us to the slaughterhouse now. Okay, this is where we're going. And to prove to you I'm right, now the U.S. government is saying that we need to focus on mental health in the schools. All right, great, beautiful. What are you going to do? Guys, the U.S. government is going to force young kids, especially males, to go on medication. Let me say that one more time, okay? You guys, write this down, download this video, save it, trust and believe. Trust and believe when I say this, guys, a lot of kids here in America, young kids, they're gonna be put on psychedelic medication, okay? Now, guys, I was doing some research about the Incan Empire, okay? Did you guys know that the Incans would sacrifice children to Satan? So what the Incans would do to sacrifice the children, they would put them on all sorts of psychedelic drugs to make them relaxed, to make them hallucinate, and then they would slaughter them. This is what the dirty, dirty Jews want to do. They want to put your kids on all sorts of medication, psychedelics, before they start slaughtering your kids. If you guys look at history, okay, every civilization that had child sacrifice, they were exterminated. The Canaanites, they were exterminated. The Phoenicians, they were exterminated. Mayans, they were exterminated. The Incans, they were exterminated. Guys, God hates child sacrifice. God hates homosexuality. Thanks to the dirty, dirty Jews, we not only have homosexuality and child sacrifice, we now have transhumanism and fucking trannies. I mean, we are really, really, really pissing off God. This is why I tell you guys, if any of you guys meet God on Judgment Day, okay, ask him this, and I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. Western civilization is gonna get fucked worse than any civilization in human history. Let me say that one more time. Modern Western civilization, that's America, Canada, Australia, Western Europe, we're gonna get fucked worse than any civilization in the history of man. Take that up with God on Judgment Day. Tell him, hey, was Amr right? You know, I'm not God. I'm not going to talk on his behalf. But he'll tell you, yeah, he pretty much was right that Western civilization got it the worst. So, the trillion-dollar question that you guys are probably asking is, what do we do? Said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Get your money right. Get the fuck out of the West. And fuck hot bitches. Go live up in the mountains, away from it all. Guys, I cannot stress this enough, okay? A lot of people out there are beginning to lose their minds because of runaway inflation, okay? I was at the beach half an hour ago, hence the reason I was wet, okay? When I go to the beach, guys, I take a shower at the public. They have public showers, you know, fresh water, obviously. And you know what I've been noticing for the past couple of days? Is that a lot of people out there, they're using the public beach showers as their own private shower, okay? Especially ethnic women and black women, you know. You see fucking Shaniqua, all right. Tyrell Jr., alright Yolanda, your turn. Don't forget to put your fucking conditioner or some dumb shit like that, you know. Wash between your toes. So this tells me that a lot of people out there are one of two things. Either they are homeless or they can't afford water anymore in their house. So they're using the public beach showers as their own private shower, okay? Guys, when hyperinflation hits, okay? Gas here in Florida is $5 a gallon. We hit $5 a gallon where I'm at. Yeah, there are some places that have it at $4.89. Pretty much everybody else is at $5 a gallon, okay? Here in small town USA, we never had $5 a gallon gasoline. Never in our history, okay? And this is only gonna get worse. Layoffs are gonna happen. A lot of people are gonna get laid off. For example, DoorDash, okay? I don't do DoorDash anymore because now, thanks to ManuPay.net, we are losing money on MGTOW TV, but ManuPay is, because ManuPay, unlike MGTOW TV, ManuPay is a static website. It's kind of like fucking Patreon and OnlyFans, so it's not intensive on videos. So there's really not much cost associated with ManuPay. So ManuPay is able to kind of like fund MGTOW TV. Unfortunately, with MGTOW TV, guys, our server where all the videos are is about 90% full. So probably by the end of the month, guys, our CDN bill is gonna go up by $300 because we obviously have to get a bigger server. Otherwise, we can't store any more videos on MGTOW TV. So when that happens, I'm gonna make a video about that, and this is where the community needs to, like, you know, chip in. Again, our 1 month membership is only $1, guys. You know, this cup of coffee, from Cumberland, it's $1.06, you know. So for the cost of this coffee, you know, if we can get like a couple of hundred of you guys, you know, buying the $1 membership at MGTOW TV for the cup of this coffee for one time a month, you know, I don't have to come here and be like, hey guys, we're running low on funds, especially when we have to get another server probably by the end of the month. But this video is not about getting a server for MGTOW TV. I'll be talking about that later on. The point I'm trying to tell you guys is that layoffs are happening. DoorDash, you know, every now and then I check DoorDash just because I'm so damn used to DoorDash, you know. I've been doing DoorDash, Uber Eats since like 2017, and there's good money, especially in DoorDash. But now when I look at the DoorDash app, you know, the orders are far in between, and they have a lot of orders where they tell you, oh, it's a 10-mile delivery, but you're gonna get paid $2.35. Please, really? You have to be fucking retarded to drive 10 miles for $2.35. So this just goes to show you guys that when you see DoorDash posting losses, when you see the DoorDash app, the Uber Eats app, no longer giving you good orders or a lot of orders, that's when you know that people are going broke, okay? And again, when you see people using the public showers at the beach as their own personal shower, that's when you know shit is getting bad. So imagine what's gonna happen when these people, when unemployment is gone. Imagine what happens when gas is $10 a gallon. What's gonna happen when a pound of chicken is $5-$6, you know? A lot of these people out there, guys, I am telling you this right now. A lot of these people, they're gonna fucking lose their mind. Especially women. I am telling you guys this right now. Single mothers, especially ethnic women, when shit hits the fan, they'll fucking kill you. There are black people who'll kill you because they like the Nike Air Jordans you're wearing. So imagine you have a single mother with 10 bastard kids and she can't feed them. Will she kill you? Oh yeah. So you guys out there watching this video, I know a lot of people want to go overseas and it's perfectly fine. You have to listen to what Islam tells us. Go high up into the mountains where it rains and where you can raise sheep. Okay, that's where you need to be. Don't fucking go to Manila in the Philippines, okay? Don't fucking go to Bangkok in Thailand. Because when shit hits the fan there, which it will, you know, it's not gonna be much better than here, you know? You guys, at the end of the day, guys, you don't want to be by black people. Let me say this one more time. When shit hits the fan, you don't want to be by black people. Now, some of the best content creators out there are black people. Some of the best people we have out there are black people. It's not the skin color. It's the motherfucking culture, okay? This thug culture. You don't want to be near that culture when things go bad. You know, black girls, you know, a couple of months ago, black girls shot a fucking Burger King or Wendy's fucking cashier because they didn't get their hamburger in time. They just took a gun, shot the motherfucker in the face because they didn't get their fucking chicken nuggets in time. So imagine what happens when these people, when they can't feed themselves, okay? This is why I'm telling you guys, if you have to be among black people, shoot to kill. Do not wound. Do not try to negotiate with them. If you find black people, or any people for that matter, trying to overtake you, trying to threaten you, shoot to kill. Because if you don't kill them, they're gonna kill you. That's just how it is. And you guys need to understand, once we get to that point, the US government is out. You guys need to understand something about the dirty, dirty Jews. Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, They want to be on their multi-million dollar yachts, you know, eating filet mignon, getting served by fucking slaves, and they want to sit there, watch on their big screen. You guys do know that all these dirty, dirty Jews out there, that they have their own private movie theaters. You know that, right? Well, these dirty, dirty Jews, they want to sit there, whether it's their trillion-dollar mansion, their billion-dollar yachts, they want to sit there in their private movie studio, and they want to see goyim kill one another like fucking Hunger Games, okay? The dirty, dirty Jews, they want to see Hunger Games in real life. That's what's gonna happen, gentlemen. We're gonna have Hunger Games in real life, so dirty, dirty Jews can sit there, feel good about themselves, even though Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, Howard Stern, Bill Handel, there's still a bunch of fugly Jews who never ever made any woman out there get wet. But hey, at least they get to feel good about themselves seeing fucking Shaniqua, you know, go off the handle, you know, and people goyim murdering one another and dumb shit like that. So, you guys, you don't want to be here when God decides to Nagasaki, Hiroshima, Western civilization. And quite frankly, guys, a lot of people need to die. Listen, Islam tells us a lot of people are gonna die, okay? They're not necessarily gonna be bad people, okay? Islam tells us that when... You see, Islam tells us a giant sinkhole will open up and a lot of people are gonna fall into that sinkhole. And the people ask the Prophet Muhammad, are there gonna be bad people who are gonna fall? The Prophet Muhammad said yes. Are there gonna be good people who are gonna fall into that sinkhole? The Prophet Muhammad said yes. So the people asked, are the good people gonna go to hell too? The Prophet Muhammad said, God is going to take care of that on Judgment Day. So even though a lot of good people are gonna die in a post-Western world, okay, it doesn't necessarily mean they're gonna go to the hellfire. It simply means that they're just not good enough for Olam Haba. Olam Haba is Hebrew for the world to come. Now, the dirty, dirty Jews, they believe the world to come is to live under Satan himself, okay? Now, you and I, as Christians, as Muslim, or as Messianic Jews, the world to come is to live under the Son of Mary. That's Jesus. A lot of people out there, guys, are not worthy of Jesus. Can you imagine Jesus is here, the King of the world, and there's fucking Shaniqua teaching her 2-year-old daughter to twerk for money? Come on, man. So once you guys understand that the vast majority of people living on this planet are not good enough to be in the presence of the Messiah, to be in the presence of the Son of Mary, that's again Jesus, this is when you guys have to accept the fact that a lot of people out there have to die. Again, a lot of people out there, guys, they have to die. The thing is, I don't want you guys to be one of them. A big war will break out. Nuclear bombs are gonna fly, okay? Ultimately, guys, Western civilization is gonna be utterly destroyed. The point here for you and me is to not be here when Western civilization ultimately gets destroyed, okay? You guys out there need to understand, the ride at Disneyland is over. We are now being taken to the slaughterhouse. The only way to survive what's coming, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches 10,000 feet above sea level. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.